Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to good friend Stephanie Oswald. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing great, and I'm super excited because summer is about to officially begin. Plus, there's another big date this month. Got to put it on your calendar. Travel Girl magazine officially turns 15 years old on June 26th. So we are celebrating, and if you need more inspiration to pack your bags, I have some insider tips on deals, discounts, and destinations so you can save money this summer.
All right, Stephanie. Well, I'll just share because on July 4th, Good News turns 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got lots to celebrate. That's fantastic. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. And we've been sharing good things for a long time, and I'm very excited because you always have very, very wise and practical and cost-saving concepts for people. So please tell us, what's the latest good stuff?
Sure. Well, the good stuff today is I'm going to tell you when to book to get the best hotel deals all across the U.S., where to find some terrific discounts, especially for June and July, and also one easy way to save money when your destination is overseas. So let's talk about booking that hotel deal. TripAdvisor. You know, it's one of my favorite websites, TripAdvisor.com. They have some great inspiration on there. If you want to see the top attractions in the world, they just came out with their list. And Angkor Wat in Cambodia was number one. There's a little spoiler alert for you, but I have not been there yet, so I got to go there. But also, bringing it closer to home, they did some research and found that, good news for last-minute travelers, you can book the best hotel deals at 10 cities in the U.S., and we're talking about big cities, super ones, the ones everyone wants to go to, New York, Atlanta, Philadelphia, San Francisco, New Orleans, and save up to 40% when you book within a month of your trip. So, I mean, that is some significant savings, and good news for people who think, oh, well, it's too late for me to plan my trip. No, if you book within a month of your trip, you can save up to 40%. So that's great news.
Wow, that's a big number.
It is. And then to make it a little easier, you know, that's for hotels all across the U.S. And then more good news for a destination that you know is dear to my heart, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They are doing Myrtle Beach Days. So they're celebrating the summer with a whole list of places, accommodations, all up and down their 60 miles of coastline. And, you know, there are 14 different communities in Myrtle Beach. So if you've been there once, you still need to go back because there's so much more to explore. But they've got this long list, and some of the deals started June 1st, and a whole bunch more start today. So from now until the end of July, you can save up to 40%, you can save 20%, and sometimes it's not just about the money, Paul, although we all want that bottom line, but it's also little perks like water park tickets or food credits or a beach tote. And sometimes it's more space. You know, one of my very favorite destinations there, my favorite hotels, Island Vista, is offering more for less. So you can get like a three-bedroom suite for the price of a two-bedroom suite. So sometimes, you know, that's just a little extra perk, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I want to save money, but you can still save money and get a little bit of extra leg room and then enjoy your vacation just a little bit more, because sometimes that extra balcony or that extra space to spread out can just add another layer of relaxation to your trip.
How do people get to Myrtle Beach besides driving?
They have a great airport. I love it. It's kind of like I compare it to the Orlando airport because it's very efficient. And, I mean, Orlando has Disney, so that's a little bit crazier. But the Myrtle Beach airport is very, very close to everything. So you can land there, catch an Uber, and in, you know, just a few minutes, you can be walking on the sand. So that is fantastic. And they've got lots and lots of flights. It's just a really very super convenient airport. And something else that's happening there is a new light show. And if you want to get a little bit of Asia here in the United States, you can go to Brook Green Gardens, and they're doing a summer lights festival, first time ever. You know, people think about Brook Green Gardens and they go there for the holidays when they do the lights, which is fantastic, but they're doing something new this summer. I'm really excited about it. They're bringing China to Myrtle Beach with these Chinese lanterns, and it's a 5,000-year-old tradition, but they're using it to make lanterns in the form of plants and animals that are native to the area. So it kind of combines the whole European feel of the gardens and the sculptures with this ancient Chinese tradition, which is really cool.
Wow. Yeah, that's very cool. And our audience is very Asian-oriented because we've been in business with the Asian communities for 33 years. I just came back from Shanghai. So it's all good. Yeah, that's very interesting for me. What else do you have, Stephanie?
Well, now you said you just came back from Shanghai, but I don't know when the last time you were in Europe was, but here's my latest pet peeve, my biggest one.
Last week.
Oh, me too. Well, good. Then I'm going to give you a little quiz. Did you buy any souvenirs?
No, I didn't. They gave me stuff.
Okay. Well, that's always nice. But for anyone listening who is in Europe or is going to Europe and you're planning on buying some souvenirs, there is a big way, easy way for you to save money, and that is through the VAT refund, because this is something, it's kind of like TSA. It changes a lot over the years, but it's not like TSA in that at the end of the day, you can get your money back, and it can be a pleasure. I walked through the airport. I left Prague last week and got about $65 in cash at the airport because I just simply had an envelope where I kept the records of some purchases we made, and I only had one big one. It was a beautiful dress that we purchased, and I was able to get, like I said, $65 in cash at the airport because I had this form filled out. And the key is to remember to purchase your items. First off, if you know for a fact that you're going to buy a cuckoo clock in Germany, or you're going to buy a beautiful sweater in Ireland, or you know you're going to spend this money, look for a retailer who has a sign up that says VAT friendly or tax refund. You know, they know that Americans are looking for this, the smart ones, the savvy travelers. So there are a lot of merchants who know the system, and they will offer it to you because they know that you can save up to 30% in some countries. Now, every country has a different amount, but basically this tax is included in the price. So it's not like it's added to whatever price you see on the label. You are paying this tax no matter what. It's included in the price, but you can get it back when you go to the airport. And the key is to find a retailer who has it. You're not going to get that from like a street vendor or, you know, the guy who draws your picture as you're crossing over the St. Charles Bridge. But you will get it if you, as I said, purchase, you know, a cuckoo clock or a beautiful sweater or a dress or something, you know, even a piece of jewelry, a beautiful piece of jewelry. Ask about the VAT tax refund. Sometimes you'll have to show your passport at the counter or your passport card, but having that form, then you put it in your little envelope, and at the end of your trip, when you get to the airport, you get in a line, you show it, they stamp it, and then you go to another line, and you get your cash right there. No more mailing it in. I mean, you can do it that way, too, but the easier way is to just go ahead and take care of it at the airport. Then you're leaving with cash in hand, and who doesn't want to do that when you're ending your European vacation, right?
What is that, Stephanie? You know things that no one knows. What do you mean you get the cash, like, right there at the customs? At the
Yes, at customs. And, I mean, I had a choice. They said, do you want your money in, you know, Czech crowns? Do you want it in euros? Or do you want it in U.S. dollars? And I'm sure my husband wishes that I had said U.S. dollars. But I said to myself, what would be inspiration to make a return trip to Prague? I said, I'll take Czech crowns, thank you very much.
Oh, my God, you're telling you too much. But I was in Italy, so most of the European countries have this?
All of the European countries have it, and it's a different percentage, though, for each one. And I will be tweeting out a link later today that tells you the specific amount for each country. And sometimes there's a minimum. I mean, we're not talking about getting a discount on your $3 magnet. We're talking about getting a discount on your $500 cuckoo clock or even your $100 hat. I mean, some of the minimums are 25 euro, and even the countries that don't use the euros, like the Czech Republic, where the crown is the official currency, you can still get that VAT refund. It's just a matter of, again, keeping your receipts. And if you go to multiple countries, you know, you just want to keep yourself organized, and you do it when you leave the country, the very last EU or European country that you leave, that's where you submit your paperwork to get your refund.
It's called what again? One more time.
VAT, VAT, Value Added Tax Refund.
Okay. Unbelievable, Stephanie. All right, next.
Well, then there are some other simpler ways to save money, and this is just a reminder, it's some common sense, just to remember that when you are doing multi-generational travel, and that's, you know, one of the biggest trends we've seen in our 15 years at Travel Girl is people saying, okay, one of the best ways to have family quality time is to travel with your family. And, you know, I know, Paul, you'll appreciate this. The trip I just took was, it was kind of a delayed honeymoon for my husband and I, but also a bucket list trip for my parents. And we did a Viking cruise on the Danube River, and it was phenomenal. And then we went to my father's great-grandmother's hometown in the Czech Republic at the end of it. So that was really special. And some of the things that you need to remember when you're traveling, if you are going with an elderly parent or even your children, you need to be the one in charge of making sure that everyone has a list of their medications, making sure that everyone has an extra pair of prescription sunglasses, I mean, prescription eyeglasses or sunglasses, making sure that we have batteries for the hearing aids. And also, one of the other things, traveling with elderly parents, a lot of these tours that you take overseas and even domestically have audio devices. So they're handheld. And you need to make sure that the guide knows if someone's wearing a hearing aid. There are some special things that they can do so that you can hear better. And you just have to kind of remind them. A lot of times people just suffer and they say, oh, well, I guess I can't hear enough, or I'm not going to be able to hear all the details on this tour. But the travel industry knows that a lot of people save their whole life to retire and then travel. So they want you to have the best vacation. So if you let your guide know, hey, you know what, my dad's hard of hearing, a lot of times they'll say, oh, we have a special device we can give to him so that he can use it and doesn't have to impact his hearing aids. So things like that. But again, looking for the senior discount. If you have someone in your family who's a student, you'll get a student discount. Military discounts. A lot of times we don't get the savings because we forget to ask. So remember to ask for the discounts that you're entitled to. Even AARP, once you hit 50, you can get a discount there too if you're a member of AARP. So just getting the discounts that you deserve, it's kind of like that value-added tax. You are entitled to it, but you won't get it unless you ask.
You have some local and national travel destinations. Did we go through them already?
Anywhere you go, you should always go to the Tourism Board websites and look for deals. But again, local, you can go to all of those cities, you know, the 10 cities across the U.S., everywhere from Las Vegas to Pittsburgh, Atlanta, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Miami. I mean, that really covers the gamut. These big cities, booking within 4 weeks of your trip, and you are going to get a significant discount, sometimes up to 40%. So that's really a great deal. And also looking for festivals. Every season there are specific festivals, but especially during the summer, you're going to find lots of wonderful music festivals, and lots of times it's arts and crafts or something specific. If there's an anniversary going on, maybe you've got a favorite a singer, or, you know, maybe you're going to go to Graceland for the first time, or maybe you're going to head out to a country music festival. But whatever, a lot of times those festivals will have discount coupons available. So if you go to the website for whatever the festival is, or you go to the website even for the attractions, Ripley's Believe It or Not, or a lot of these places, if you go to their website, you can get even a $5 off, $10 off. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but if you get a family of six, you know, that's $60 or even $30. And, you know, that helps pay for parking, or helps pay for an extra dessert for everybody, or something special so that you can, you know, it just makes you feel good when you save money on vacation.
Sure does. Fantastic. Stephanie, anything else you want to share? Or we could talk all day. I like.
We absolutely can. And just remember that, you know, this weekend it's Father's Day, so consider taking Dad on a special trip, golfing, fishing. There's all kinds of things to do with your dad, and you know, even if you need to give him a rain check to do a trip this summer, even if it's a weekend, just think about that. And also, another place to look for some deals is Groupon, because they have a whole travel section, and you can get some deals there. I know, for example, I have booked some coupons for a special airplane ride in Atlanta, and the thing is, sometimes they expire, but what people don't realize, you can usually pay a small fee. For example, these flights were almost $100, And then they did expire, but I was able to renew them for $8 each. So that's not a very big amount. And then they're good for another year. So if you don't get to your destination or you see something cool you want to do and you plan on it, but then something happens and you have to change your plans, you don't lose all that money. So never think that your money's lost. You just need to do a little extra work or maybe make a phone call or send an email, and you can save that money.
You just need to listen to Stephanie. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
You were born for this. You just are so good at this. Let me ask you a last question. Thanks so much, Stephanie, always. And congratulations on the anniversary of your Travel Girl and all the good things that you're doing.
Thank you. The World of CNN
and the Weather Channel and so on and so forth. And for us, it's always a big honor to get to speak with you. So I'll ask her, because our movie is coming out this year, and it's called Woodstock Forever, What Does Peace Mean to You?
Oh, so, I love it. Love it.
We're bearing down on it, and because next year's 50th anniversary Woodstock, and I've waited 30 years to get this movie out to the world because I did the 20th anniversary Woodstock. So here we go.
Wait, Paul, you know I'm from Saugerties, yes. New York, which is where the Woodstock anniversary...
No, I didn't.
The very first Woodstock anniversary was held, and it's very close, 20 miles from Bethel, where the original Woodstock was held. Yeah, we're going to have to talk more. That's awesome.
Oh, 100% we do. We do. That's where they did the 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Woodstock, right?
I was there.
my friend did it, John Scher. All right, because we were going to do the 20th here in Central Park, but we couldn't raise the money. All right, so yes, we'll talk. What is peace to you, Stephanie?
You know what? I'm going to go with tradition. Tradition, because you can have peace in your heart when you carry on traditions with your family and for yourself, too, because that's what we, at the end of the day, when you leave traditions to your kids or you celebrate traditions with your parents, that brings you peace to your heart.
Fantastic. Always wonderful. Thanks so much. Peace and love to you and your family. Actually, I look forward to meeting you.
Thanks. Yes, we're going to make that happen. All right.
Okay.
Take care, Paul. Happy travels.
Stephanie, take care. Bye-bye. Stephanie, take care. Bye-bye. Stephanie, take care. Bye-bye. Stephanie, take care. Bye-bye. Stephanie,